Hey friend, welcome back to the Holy and Hungry segment of the Vision Driven Health podcast. This midweek episode is a short health devotional for you where you can bring your hunger to the table and be filled with what God has for your health. And today, we are really talking about what it means to be filled with God because we are talking about the sacrament of Holy Communion, or Eucharist as some of you may know it. For today's topic, the phrase, "You are what you eat," is applicable and particularly powerful. Whether communion is something you value greatly, or it's a church practice you've never quite understood, I trust you'll get something out of this. Stick with me to the end, because as we consider the meaning of Holy Communion, I'm giving you three implications for healthy living and how you can further connect with God in your health journey. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and two kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. As followers of Jesus, I don't believe we are tapping into the full reality of a healthy, sustainable lifestyle if we aren't partnering with God. If we are not allowing him to search our hearts and pull out the lies of the enemy, if we are not allowing him to show us where we need to grow, if we are not dependent on him to stretch us when we don't feel like working out or meal prepping, I think we're missing out. And friend, I don't want you to miss out. I want you to get solid teaching on what to eat and how to transition into a process of healthy weight loss. But even more than that, I want you to do it from a foundation of partnering with the one who made you, because honestly, he's the one who understands your body best. You can be part of the next cohort of my Healthy Weight Loss Academy starting May 13th, where I will show you step by step how to connect with God, create healthy habits, and lose weight healthily and in a way that lasts. You can sign up at visiondrivenhealth.com/course. Luke 22, starting in verse 19, says, "And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.'" I remember when I was younger, I used to get excited about communion Sundays. It was the Sunday that had snack time. If you've grown up in the church or been part of a church for any stretch of time, you might be familiar with the different kinds of snacks, elements, that are provided for communion. You've got the broken up saltine crackers, the styrofoam wafer things, or if you're at a super holy church, you get to pull pieces from an actual loaf of bread. Of course, with any option I was given, I'd go for the biggest piece of cracker or the biggest piece of bread that I could grab of whatever was available. And it's interesting, isn't it, that Jesus instructed his disciples to remember him by eating bread and drinking wine. I mean, he could have said, "Remember me every time you see the sun," or "As soon as you open your eyelids, think of me," or "Every time you go for a walk," or "One foot goes in front of the other," trying to think of a Jesus way to say it, "remember me" or "think on me." And I mean, really, there are just infinite ways that we could remember Jesus. And obviously, we can remember him in anything. But in terms of God, Jesus implementing the sacrament of remembering him, he chose to do it through a supper. And if you didn't know already, everything Jesus did and does is intentional. Eating and drinking are essential to our livelihood as human beings. Personally, I feel like eating is particularly essential. But I think it's so awesome that in doing something we must do to survive, something we must do multiple times a day, we are invited to use this activity as a way to remember Jesus. And not just to remember him, but to consume him. Now, I imagine I have different Christian denominations listening in right now. And I imagine some of you call this sacrament communion, and you believe that the bread and juice are symbolic. Others of you might be from a tradition that believes that in consuming the elements, maybe you'd have the actual loaf of bread and some legit wine, you believe that you are consuming the actual body and blood of Christ. Now, the point of today isn't to debate which perspective is correct, but rather to emphasize the mystery and power of intentionally choosing to remember Jesus and to consume him. You've probably heard it before. You are what you eat. In choosing to consume Jesus, whether symbolically or not, we are taking in who he is, that we might become more like him and that we might have his way in our hearts and minds and our bodies. When we consider the meaning and power of the Lord's Supper, there are a few implications for caring for our physical well-being that I want to highlight. First, God recognizes our need for sustenance. Jesus is the ultimate provision. Bread had been a provision for God's people many times. It echoes God's faithfulness to provide what we need. And when we consider the first fruits, you know, the wine can be put in that category, or even to the cup of blessing for the Passover meal, we see that this need for sustenance, for hope, for blessing, for having what God has designated for us is something that God wants us to remember as we consume this meal. Second, God gives us the grace to consume that which honors him and transforms us. Consuming Jesus is a grace that transforms us. In taking in Christ, we are giving him space and permission to do the work in our hearts. This work can include that which has to do with whether or not you choose to take hold of healing in your body image issues. This can include whether or not you allow God to bring you into a place of freedom from overeating or gluttony. This can include whether or not you decide to prioritize yourself long enough to create healthy habits that allow you to have the energy and vitality and well-being to do what God's called you to do. The grace we have available to consume Christ is the same grace that enables us to literally consume the foods that bring about health and well-being in our bodies. Third, God provides us the opportunity to evaluate our hearts. You might have a heart that has taken in lies from the enemy. Lies that say you're bound for chronic disease, just like your parents or your grandparents. Lies that say you're not worth the time it takes to cook and exercise. Lies that say you're lazy and you're weak-willed, and no matter how hard you try, you're always just going to fall off track. We need to take the opportunity to consume Christ and take inventory of our hearts, to really look and see what the enemy has planted, and to be diligent in weeding every single one of those lies out of what God has actually intended for our hearts. Friends, I encourage you, the next time you take communion or receive Eucharist, I invite you to consider these implications for your health journey as well. And just to summarize, first is that God recognizes our need for sustenance. He recognizes that maybe you've got a sweet tooth, or you've got cravings, or you've got a desire for X, Y, and Z that has been in the way of you creating healthy habits. He knows that. He sees that. Second, God gives us the grace to consume that which honors him and transforms us. His grace is sufficient for your health journey. And third, God provides us the opportunity to evaluate our hearts and to really take hold of his truth, to take hold of actions that support our health, and to weed out those lies of the enemy. Be blessed, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.